Greetings, friends. Justin here with part four of my interview with Dorian Soto. In part three, Dorian talked about some of the differences between his first two jobs, and we begin part four with another common question.
So what's coming up next after this? You got somewhere, another job lined up?
Another honey-do list. No, I'm actually going to be working remotely for the next 3 weeks. And then after that, I'm going to work. I've got a project, you know, just a small interactive game that I'm working on with my old job in Alexandria, Virginia. I was working at a museum there. But then I'm going to just continue to send my work out there. I mean, it's definitely interesting for me. When I first started getting into, when I was getting into animation, I always felt like you get into a place, that's where you are, you know? And I didn't realize that it wasn't until I was in here, in the industry, that I saw a lot of animators, and I would ask him, hey, are you full-time? Or are you contract? He's like, we're all contracts around here. What are you talking about? I'm looking around like, serious? There's like 60 people in here, you know? And I was like, yep, we're all here for a short period of time. Yeah. So it was a huge crowd, and that was very interesting. So I think you should be very fortunate, I think, when you find yourself in that position where you are in a full-time job, you know, doing what you love to do. So
yeah,
and that's been the goal since I've started. So
trying to find that full-time position.
Trying to find a full-time position, and not only that, but you have to enjoy the company too. I mean, you have to enjoy the people that you're working with. And I would say that the experience has been great on both studios. And what I like about it is I am kind of getting a little taste of what one group is doing versus what another group is doing, and learning from that. And then at the same time, you know, seeing what I like, you know, exploring it a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Looking back at what you heard about the industry and what you're told the industry was like when you were going through school, both at the Art Institute and also through AM, versus what the reality turned out to be when you got into Sony and then here, and looking at the differences in the perceived reality versus the reality, what kinds of things would you tell beginning animators to prepare themselves for that maybe you didn't feel you were as prepared for?
Being a married man, I would say have a very understanding relationship with your wife. And then, you know, she's very supportive. But I would say the other thing is just be prepared to take on, you know, the challenge. You know, there are a lot of people, I think, that a lot of people who come into the industry expecting, like you said, one thing and then being disappointed when it's not exactly what they had envisioned, you know? So I think that you have to kind of go in it and say, you know, you have to kind of roll with the punches, I think, with it. I mean, you have to really be laid back about it. You have to have a very laid back personality about it, I think, especially when it comes to, you know, you're jumping from one to another. I mean, I have a couple of friends who, you know, have a more, I don't want to say, not jaded, I guess, because they've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
But I think that there, when you bottom line, when you boil it down, it's like you're a 5-year-old again, and you're able to play with action figures. How, you know, a 30-year-old can say that, you know, and still enjoy what you're doing every single day. So I think that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for part four. Check back in a few days for part five. Yes, part five. I know that I initially said it was going to be a four-part interview, but Dorian was unsatisfied with his answer to my final question and asked if he could send me a new response. Well, that response is going to be the fifth and final part of the interview and will be coming up in just a few days. Until then, take care and happy animating.